This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. With much of the Midwest under severe or extreme drought conditions and record high temperatures this summer in New England, you may have new worries about climate change.
But we may be able to claim at least a small victory on this issue, and that is greenhouse gas emissions from Northeast power plants are 36% below a cap set by 10 northeastern states through the landmark Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGI. So now, a coalition of over 300 groups are calling for that cap to be lowered even further. And here to talk about it a little more with us is Jeremy McDermid, Massachusetts Director of Environment Northeast. Also with us, though, is Bob Rio, Senior Vice President of the Associated Industries of Massachusetts. Bob Rio, good to see you. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so this coalition of 300 groups has written a letter to not just Governor Deval Patrick, but the other ten total governors of the states that make up the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. And they basically called for the cap, emissions cap, to be reduced by another 20% below today's levels. And they want industries or the region to reach that mark by the year 2020, so just 12 years from now. You know, given the good news that we have, that you've already come under the mark for the current REGGI standards, why not go for it?
You know, when REGGI was first implemented a few years ago, industries and power plants were asked to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. And as you said, it's been a success story. The industries and power plants have stepped up to the plate and reduced their greenhouse gas emissions far more than anybody expected. Currently today, New England has the lowest greenhouse gas emissions of any region in the country. So we find it unnecessary to go any further. What we would prefer is that we look at other parts of the country that have not taken the first step, because Massachusetts now is one of the cleanest areas of the country.
Mm. Okay, Bob Rio here. Yes. Here's my question for you. It seems like a lot of the good news on the emissions has come from the fact that power plants in the Northeast have used a lot of natural gas recently.
That's correct.
The price is cheap on natural gas, and it's a lower emission fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, doesn't it put industries here in Massachusetts ahead, and you've got this sort of wiggle room now, given the low prices, to maybe this is the perfect time to be installing more aggressive scrubbing technology in those power plants?
No, the only way to reduce greenhouse gases, there's no scrubbing technology that would reduce greenhouse gases. You'd have to convert to a lower carbon fuel like natural gas. So once you get into natural gas, once you've converted to natural gas, there is very, very little more you can do to reduce your greenhouse gases other than reduce your production here in Massachusetts and move out of state. One of the fallacies is that, you know, we have a lot more room here to go. About 60% of our fuel used for power right now is natural gas, the rest being nuclear and some renewables. There's very, very little coal used, and there's almost no oil used in New England. So therefore, the opportunities to reduce without extreme cost pressures is severely reduced going forward, and that's why.
Okay, understood. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you have the opportunity. I'm just thinking about, like, what do you do with the money that you're saving from this low-cost natural gas using that as the fuel now? Is this not a great opportunity for industries and power plants in the Northeast to maybe further invest in those alternative forms of energy?
Well, we are investing in renewable power as we speak. I mean, Massachusetts has a very aggressive renewable power goals, and those are higher cost than regular power, but we accept that as the cost of doing business. You have to understand that when a company in Massachusetts is paying for things like energy, it is not what they were paying for a year ago or 2 years ago. It's what their competitors are paying for energy right now. So, yes, price of power may have gone down in Massachusetts recently, but we are still number one, two, or three in the country right now. And that's a competitive disadvantage. So anything that exasperates that competitive disadvantage is really not a good idea. It's time for the other states to start doing what we did many, many years ago.
So you just heard Bob Rio say that basically by lowering the REGGI cap and trying to lower our emissions even further, ultimately that would put the Northeast at a competitive disadvantage because it would raise costs, specifically for people who are buying power, even residents. What's your response to that?
Well, climate issues are not going away, as you noted in the intro. And we need to lock in these emissions reductions that we've seen. It is a good news story, and Massachusetts and the Northeast region have been a leadership region for the country, and we do need to continue to lead. And we need to continue to reinvest the proceeds from the RGGI program into things like energy efficiency and renewable energy that deliver economic benefits to the region.
Jeremy McDermott, quick question for you. The RGGI Pact is basically a cap and trade pact. It works by, setting these emission standards, but then also allowing some market forces essentially for companies to, trade credits. So that's roughly how it works. And there's this sense that because the emissions have come in so far underneath the cap that industries have lost the motivation to really trade credits anymore. So rather than calling for the cap to be lowered, is there a way we can modify the market portion of RGGI to put the incentive back in for industries to start trading those credits again?
I think lowering the cap would actually do that by signaling to the market that emissions as they are low now will continue to be low, and that it's wise to make lower carbon investments and make those lower carbon investments more competitive in the marketplace. So I think you achieve that goal by lowering the cap and preventing an uptick in emissions that we don't see now, but could be on the horizon.
Jeremy McDermott is the Massachusetts Director for Environment Northeast. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but we were glad to have you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Bob Rio, Senior Vice President for the Associated Industries of Massachusetts. Great to have you as well. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. Coming up, we remember former Red Sox player, coach and manager, and the lifelong ambassador of Red Sox Nation, Johnny Pesky, who died yesterday at 92. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.